Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. I'm here to talk about a documentary, finally, because we haven't talked about documentaries enough so far. I'm here with Arantxa San Esteban Perez. Good morning. Good afternoon, sorry.
Good afternoon.
And Marina Reiro, which are director and producer of 980 Nights.
Yes.
So 980 Nights is your personal story about what happened in those nights of more than 2 years when you were arrested, from the day you were arrested to the day you were released, and slightly after that. You chose to make a film very personal but very artistic, if I may say so, because the choice of the narrative that you had is really peculiar. Can you tell us something about this?
Sí. Bueno, los 918 noches es el tiempo que...
So she said that, as you well said, the film portraits those 980 nights that she spent in prison and afterwards. And that for that she wanted to make a more cinematic narrative, more kind of sensorial, more based on emotions, and she doesn't try to make a linear narrative, but more going from one side to the other side, like wondering.
It's really interesting to see, I mean, to hear your voice telling your story after those years, because it's there is basically nearly no emotion in it. It's like you were like telling us what is happening, describing what was happening, without not narrating what was happening, but describe what happened. So this choice of being a little bit detached, narratively speaking, through your voice, from the film that we were looking at, was a deliberate choice, and why did you choose to do that?
Lo más difícil en esta película para mí fue encontrar el tono de la voz, la forma que tenía que tener la voz.
So one of the most difficult parts of making this film was to find the tone of this voiceover, to find the final shape of this voice, and there are two kind of voiceovers. One is the one that she records with a voice recorder on the film, and this voice is recorded on some places that have some kind of relevance for her story, and she narrates the thing that happened here, some stories. And there is the other voice that is a kind of eye through that you can see through and
from a hole,
and is more detached, and because she didn't want to direct the viewer of the film and say what they have to feel or see, but she wanted to make a more like plain with no emotions or feelings.
And how was it for you to narrate this, your story, without being so emotional? Because you know it was.
It's a good question.
Yeah, because it's a. I mean, you went through a terrible time of your life, and being able to present it to us in such a very calm and detached way, even though it's you narrating your story, it's not me narrating your story, which it would have been much easier for me to be detached, because it was not my life. So how did you manage to do this?
Bueno, yo dejé un tiempo prudencial, un tiempo largo.
So she says that in one hand it's a question of the time that she waits until she decides to make the film, that is more or less 7 years, that it's the time that she needs to wait to be able to understand and to properly talk about this. And there is another thing, that is the intention of the film, that she doesn't want to to affect the viewer. She doesn't want to have like a big emotional baggage, but she wants to talk about a place of political incommodity or something like that.
Actually, politics was my next question. You were arrested in 2007, and you were accused to being part of, to be a terrorist, to be part of ETA, to be, and how much of your political life stayed with you after you were released? Was that political part of your life still living with you, or did you become another person?
Bueno, para mí, yo creo que lo cuento en la película.
So she says that the film precisely tries to answer this question. So she says that usually people think that the persons with a big political experience, they have like a plain experience, and they kind of accumulate ideology, and that they aren't like a living person that evolves. And she says that that's why she tries to make the film in that erratic way, and going to from one place to another and trying to doubt.
For me, the most political question in my life right now is, if you are a political person and you have a political vision of life, and how can you do a political way without doubt, with that.
How can you be sure that you are on the right side and you're doing the right thing?
Yes.
And everybody is a political person. I mean, we all do political choices. Every choice is a political choice, if you want. So it's very difficult to frame in a specific, definitive way. My last question is about the aesthetics of the film, because there is this erratic form that you were talking about comes to an end at the end of the film, of course, where there is a more relaxed and a more in peace with yourself situation, where you can shoot nature, you can shoot animals. There's something very calm. I mean, at least this is what I felt. So this choice of making the first part more like a diary of images and voice, and the second part more like an actual film with moving images. Was it something that you felt that was it an aesthetic choice only, or was just something that resonates with you?
Sí, el final es más silencioso, ¿no? Hay un silencio.
So she says that the silence has been very important for her, and she wanted to have this silence in the film and in the end, because for her the silence and the solitude has been necessary to be able to elaborate new ways of thinking or of being. And this place that appears in the end is the Treptower Park in Berlin. And she, before the making the film, she visited this place, and she felt the silence of the place, like something that organic, that even like if you could touch it. And she talked about that with a friend, and this friend told her that she also felt this silence here, and that in her story this silence was important.
I totally agree, because I've been to that same park myself, and it was like this kind of a physical thing, and something that was like dense, thick, you know, something you can, as you say, you can touch it and feel like touching a wall. It was the same thing.
Y en Treptower también hay como todo un imaginario.
And in Treptower there is also this imaginary of the revolutions of the 20th century, and those images make this silence even like heavier, like something.
Well, thank you very much. thanks a lot for your film, first of all, for sharing your life with us. Thank you to Aranza San Esteban Perez, director of 990 Nights, and thanks a lot to Marina Larreiro, the producer who helped us with the translation.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.